As a seller, you are no doubt excited about the possibility of now being able to sell your property other than doing it the traditional way, especially now since the traditional way doesn't seem to be working as well as it used to in the past. But as a seller, please be aware that there are both pros and cons of moving over to this non-traditional way of selling, just as there are pros and cons of selling a home the traditional way. Let's begin with the pros. The benefits, and there are many, from receiving passive income to selling in many cases for full price. But first and foremost, you'll have potential buyers that you may never have had wanting to buy your home. There are many potential buyers out there who have great income that would love the opportunity to buy your home. Remember, most self-employed people cannot get traditional loans, so your property could become very attractive to them and thus be willing to hand over to you a large down payment. The second biggest benefit is the interest you can receive, and that is powerful. Yes, we're talking about passive income, the earning of money while doing absolutely nothing. This is what dreams are made of, and if you're a homeowner, then passive income could be right around the corner. Also, with seller financing, you don't have an appraiser telling you what your home is worth. No, you or an expert seller, financed agent, can determine that, and there's no one there to stop you or crush the deal. Think to that, if you need a quick sale, with seller financing, you can close in days, not months. With seller financing, you determine the down payment amount, the interest rate to charge, and the length or time period you're willing to keep receiving passive income. The number one question sellers ask when they're presented with the idea of seller financing is, what if they default? The answer is, you should hope they default. That's right. If they default, you keep the down payment and get the house back. How would you like to do that two or three times a year? But don't get too excited, because the odds are against that happening. Why? Because the buyer has given you a large amount of cash, and possibly other items like cars, boats, planes, jewelry, etc., which can be thrown in to make the deal happen, and he's not about to give up any of that if at all possible. Besides, in most seller finance transactions, there's not enough time for the buyer to default, because in most cases, there's a balloon payment due in just a few years, so defaults are rare. But if you read below, you'll continue the learning process of seller financing.